Welcome back. Sihat Frank to Nigeria, in phone here in Bunhaka, to number one talk station. I'm Dio. 10 minutes gone past 5 o'clock, and discussions continue right now. And in this hour, we're looking at a recent development of the raid on two brothels in Bunhaka. Now, this was on our news a couple of days ago. The National Agency for the Prohibition of Trafficking in Persons, NAPTIP, in Rivers State, has advised parents to double-check before giving out their female children to anyone. Now, head of NAPTIP in the state, Nwamaka Ekediashi, gave this advice while speaking on the raid of two brothels in Bunhaka on Saturday, where 9 out of the 50 females found were underage girls. Let's take a listen to what Nwamaka Ekediashi had to say on the matter of the raid.
Like a lot of the minors that were rescued, some of them were told that they were going to live with persons as caregivers and helpers and coming to Port Harcourt. They were taken to some of these brothels and used as sex slaves. So our advice to parents is that they should be very careful on who they are giving their children to, especially the underage ones. A situation whereby you see a child of 14 years, 15 years, 16 years in a brothel, it's actually disheartening.
Now, she said the 4 female suspects arrested during the raid will be arraigned after an investigation.
We've been able to arrest 4 suspects for now. We are still working towards getting other persons involved, especially the madams. NAPTIP as an agency has matters to investigate, arrest and prosecute. It's our core mandate, especially cases of this nature involving minors being kept in places and used and exploited sexually.
Our correspondent reported that the raid was in collaboration with the Nigerian Navy, the Nigeria Security and Civil Defense Corps, NSCDC. Now, videos online show the moment security agents broke roofs to get into the brothels. The two brothels, Royal and Cool Breeze, all located at the Azikiwe Street anchors of Bunhaka, have been shut down pending investigations. I'm asking you, how can NAPTIP better reduce trafficking in persons in the country? Let's get your take. Join via facebook.com/Nigerian4PH, via Twitter as well at Nigerian4PH. But I'm also joined via phone right now by the head of NAPTIP here in River State, Nwamaka Ekediashi. Madam, good evening to you and welcome to Hard Facts.
Good evening, Daya. How are you today?
Very well, thank you. Let me start by congratulating you and your agency on the job well done. It is comforting to know that you are doing all that you can to ensure that we, as much as possible, limit incidents or cases of trafficking in persons in River State. Thank you for the good work you're doing.
Thank you.
Now, that said, let's talk about brothels, because when this news broke, I did express some comments or some thoughts on it, and I got some reaction as well from some listeners. And it appears that for some persons, I'm not sure how many, but for some persons, there is some confusion as to the legal state of brothels or even prostitution in Nigeria. Let's talk about that. So is it legal to operate a brothel in Nigeria, and is prostitution legally allowed in the country as well?
Okay, once again, good evening, Dayo. Now, NAPTIP as an agency, what we are after, we are not actually out to probably kill people's business or destroy people's business. No, we have a mandate, and that has to do with trafficking in persons. And under that trafficking in persons, there are offenses that constitute trafficking in persons, and harboring of under 8 girls in a brothel constitute trafficking in persons. It's not a bad thing to run a brothel if the persons there are adults. What do I mean? An adult is a person above the age of 18 years. It's a personal thing. I can choose to be in a brothel and live my life. The only thing is just that it's against the moral ethics and probably the African society which we find ourselves in. But a situation whereby one is running a brothel or a hotel or a guest house, and in those guest houses or brothels, you find out or you see children at the age of 14, 15, 16 years being used for prostitution, it becomes an offense. It becomes a case of human trafficking, So this is where we are after. There are a lot of brothels in also visited, and we find out that persons there are matured adults. We don't have a business with that. We don't have anything to do with that. But a station whereby we see minors, you know, when you look at them, you know that these are minors, you interact with them, you know that they are underage girls. That's when it becomes a problem. So when you are operating such, it becomes an offense under the law, especially under the Trafficking of Persons Prohibition Enforcement and Administration Act 2015. But when adults are such, seen in such a brothel, it's not a problem. But again, there is a clause to it. Sometimes you see that even those adults may still have madams that they are serving. What do I mean, madams they are serving when they are made to prostitute? Somebody collects the money on their behalf. We've also seen cases like that. And in such a situation, the brothel stems or becomes questionable about such an act or such an attitude that happens in that place.
That was going to be my next line of question, actually, because you said that NAPTIP is about trafficking in persons. And the reason you raided this brothels in particular was because you got information that there were underage persons there. And if you had not got that information, you very likely would not have raided those brothels. But then again,
exactly.
Don't we have situations where even adults are trafficked as well?
I mentioned it. I said again, there's also a clause to it that I mentioned it, that you see sometimes adults, persons above 18 years, you know, are still being probably kept in such brothels. And when they still prostitute, you understand, someone takes the money from them. It still constitutes trafficking, you know. Again, I want you to know, when it comes to trafficking on persons, you understand, there is actually no age limit. It depends on the aspect of exploitation you are talking about, because there are different forms of exploitation. There are underage exploitation, and there are still exploitations that still take place in as much as the person is an adult. So it depends on the aspect of exploitation you are looking at. Thank you.
All right. So now the persons that you rescued, so to speak, because there were how many ladies again? I've forgotten the exact number right now.
Actually, we you know, it was a raid operation.
Yes.
You know, and when you're doing a raid, you like go with everybody you see, you understand. So on the whole, it was 50 persons and 50 fusion victims.
Yes.
So when we rescued them, we have to do our sourcing, we have to do our vetting, you understand? So we actually were able to get the ones. We already knew them. So when we got there, we still had to pack some persons, you know. It's an operation, because in the course of that, you might still get some that we do not know. Already we had our target already, because there were still surveillance activities that went on before this operation. So we already knew the people we wanted to actually go to rescue.
Okay, so nine of the 50 underage. We'll come to those nine in a moment. How about the other 41? What is their status right now?
Sorry.
You said nine of the 50 females are underage. We'll come to them in a moment.
Yes.
How about the remaining 41 who are not underage? What is their status right now?
Okay, the remaining ones that are not underage, you've asked them, you understand, to call their family members that can come and identify them, which actually they did, you understand. And we have, like, our agency, we don't just release that way, you know. We still follow up. But one thing you have to know there is that, you see, in this whole thing, it's still a question of choice. That's one thing you have to know. In as much as you try to cancel somebody and try to talk to the person to have a change of heart, you know, or try to do something better with her life or his life, it still boils down to choice. You know, if I say, okay, no problem, unite you with your family after some counseling sessions, and you still want to go back to something like that, I don't think the agency has to be blamed about that. It finally has to do with choice, because even some adults have chosen to also, that's what I want to do for myself. I'm good and with it. I'm fine about that. So there's nothing much you can do.
So where were the 41, or where are they right now? Well, where were they kept?
Where they are.
Yes.
The 41.
Yes.
They are under us. They are still under us. Despite family members have come to identify. They are still under us. They are still under our custody. Yes.
Yes. Under your custody. Under your custody, yes. Where? Where exactly?
Where exactly?
Yes.
I don't have to come to the public to say, if you have our home here, we keep these people. I don't have to come to tell you about that. You know, it's a closed room, so I don't have to come tell you about that.
No. Okay, all right. Okay, that's fine. So how about the other...
Except on personal basis, if you demand to, I can maybe oblige you that. But we don't... Our shelter is not open to the public. Yes.
Okay, all right. How about the nine underage girls? What is their condition at the moment?
They are still with us. They are still undergoing therapy and counseling, and also being able to reach out to their family members. And some of them, unfortunately, their family members do not even know that they are in this. So some of them came as far from Umahia, Aba, you know, Anambra. So it's quite a disheartening situation that some of them, their parents, do not even know that that's where their children are. So you can imagine such a situation.
Okay, now back to the matter of the 41 who are adults, who are not underage, and you say they are still in your custody someplace, and you say some of them have had family members come to identify them. So why exactly are you still holding on to them?
Why am I still holding on to them?
Why is NAPTIP still holding on to them?
Because we are trying to observe them, you know. When you hear some of their stories, you understand what I'm trying to say. You find that probably some of them will tell you that it was out of compulsion, they had to go into it. It was a result of poverty. They have different reasons. So you don't just let them like that, you know. You don't just let them like that. And again, when we keep, it's not a permanent thing. It's a temporary thing. That's why it's called shelter. It's not a permanent something. So it's like for the meantime, you know.
But are they free to go if they choose to go?
Yes, they are free to go if they choose. Some of them have indicated their interest of about going. And why definitely we are going to oblige them. Why not? Like I said, if you are above that age and that is what you choose for yourself, it's a matter of morality. It's a choice. Where we are after is if the person is underage. Because you find that once you're under 18, you consent, even when it comes to trafficking, is immaterial. That even that, because some of them will tell you, she said she wanted to do it. So far, she's an underage. Her consent is totally immaterial.
Okay, I need for you to help me understand this. I'm just struggling to understand this. Now, you say that some of these ones who are adults have indicated an interest to leave. Now, you say you would let them go. That suggests to me that they are still in your custody. So why are they still in your custody even though they have stated an intention to leave?
Why they are still in my custody?
Yes, even though they have said that they want to go.
Of course, like I said, we can't, though. It's part of what we do. You understand? So, let me tell you, sometimes when you come in contact with these victims, you find out that they have a different mindset. But when you counsel them sometimes, you find out that it changes their perception sometimes, and sometimes they tend to start, you know, seeing things the way you are seeing it too. So it's not when somebody says, I want to go, I want to go. You know, it's not actually probably that it's a violent situation. I can talk to you as that I want to go. You know, I want to go. That does not mean that probably I'm violent about it. I've just indicated an interest, I want to go. Okay, no problem, you will go. But can you hear me out? Can you try to find out or can you see this particular thing this way? You know, so you also try on your own part to see how you can, we call it like reintegrating the person into the normal society. In as much as they are cancer, they are trying to reintegrate, they're trying to let the person see whether he or she can do something better with his or her life. So, like the person saying, I want to go, does not mean, oh, I want to go, die, I want to go, open door for me, I want to go. No.
All
that's
right,
not the situation we'll have.
All right, so we have to go for a commercial breakdown. We'll return in a moment. The conversation will continue. Deeply stay with us. Hard Fart will be back in a bit.
we take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
And welcome back to Hard Facts in Nigeria Info and here in Port Harcourt. I'm Dial. 28 minutes ago before 6 p.m. The major news is on at 6. A reminder of what has been discussed at this time. This was on our news earlier this week, I believe. And here's just a moment. National Agency for the Prohibition of Trafficking in Persons, NAPTIP, in Rivers State has advised parents to double-check before giving out their female children to anyone. Head of NAPTIP in the state, Nwamaka Ikediashe, gave the advice while speaking on the raid of two brothels in Port Harcourt on Saturday, where 9 out of the 50 females found were underage girls. And she said 4 female suspects arrested during the raid will be arraigned after an investigation. I'm joined right now for this conversation, or still with me rather, for this conversation is NAPTIP's head here in River State, Nwamaka Ikediashe. Madam, you're welcome again.
Thank you, Daniel. Good evening to you.
Join the conversation via Facebook and Twitter at Nigerian for PH. The phone line will be opened in a moment. I'd like to ask you, how about the you said 4 persons from the report, 4 persons were arrested. Who are these 4 persons? Why were they arrested and what is their own status right now?
Okay, the 4 persons were arrested from our investigation were the madam. Yes. And again, I want you to know that, you know, investigation is still ongoing. It's not concluded yet. And some arrests, 2 additional arrests have also been made in respect of the matter. So it's still ongoing. We are not done. And with time, we still get to know what we are doing about it.
Mm.
Because this kind of business is usually a syndicate thing. The person that brings the girls are usually the person. Is usually different from the person that the girls work for, and also is usually different also from the person that collects the money. It's a syndicate thing, so it takes some time to crack, you know, because you have to keep arresting to get, though you may not be able to get all, but at least you will be able to get good number that you'll be able to prosecute. And you know, there are 2 brothels too. That's Royal and Kubi. So there are 2. The 4 of them came from the 2 places. So the investigation is still ongoing. We've not concluded the investigation, and some other arrests have also been made in respect to the matter too.
Another interesting thing about this raid was NAPTIP carried out in conjunction with the Navy and the NSCDC. Well, maybe one might easily understand the role played by the NSCDC in the raid. But why the Navy? And there was no talk about the police for that matter. Why the Navy, and why was the police not a part of this raid?
Okay, one thing you have to know is that human trafficking, because we are in Nigeria, we don't understand, it's actually a global thing and a global problem too. So NAPTIP as an agency, we have a MOU and SOP with the military, with the Nigerian police, with the civil defense, with NDLEA. In fact, we have with every law enforcement. So NAPTIP as an agency can walk up to any of the paramilitary or the military and seek for assistance, and definitely to be granted, because we've signed our agency and yes, have signed an MOU as regards combating human trafficking. so it's not a problem. Anytime we call on assistance to any of them, even the DSS, they've been wonderful, especially in the fight against this human trafficking in River State. You know? So anytime we call upon them, they answer. It doesn't mean that it has to be a particular person. We can also walk up to the police. Police has also been rendering their own assistance their own way. So anybody will call upon, because there is a binding MOU as regards combating human trafficking.
But is there any particular reason? Is there any particular reason the police was not involved in this particular raid?
No, there was no particular reason. We have a lot of work we do in River State that will still use the police. You know, so if there's no particular reason, we walk up to any person, any of the law enforcement, and they grant us the necessary assistance we need. So there's no particular reason why the police was not involved. Police has also been ourselves to us, so there's no reason.
All right, you said investigations are going on and there will be prosecution. So if the police is not involved in this particular case, who is conducting the investigations then and who would lead the prosecution?
There's something you do not understand about NAPTIP. Okay. NAPTIP as an agency has the power to arrest. NAPTIP as an agency has the power to investigate. And NAPTIP as an agency has the power to prosecute cases of every form and all cases of human trafficking. So we already have these things inside the agency. The only thing is that NAPTIP is not armed. We don't bear arms. So that's why we always seek for assistance of the military or agencies that carry arms. So if you go through the NAPTIP Act, these are under the powers and functions of the agency. So that's not a problem. You know, we do out an investigation, we carry out an arrest. And in carrying out this arrest, you know, depending on the nature of the offense committed, there are some arrests you can just go walk up to the person and the person will follow you, and you've done an arrest, you know. And there are some like an arrest of this nature, you find that we cannot do it alone, we have to seek for assistance of other agencies and the military. That was exactly what we did, because we already have an MOU on that, you know. So these are things, so it's not a problem. We our own focal point is just on human trafficking, although we'll try as much as possible not to cross the line. We only work what is contained in the NAPTIP Act. That's what we do. So when it comes to matters under the NAPTIP Act, like this issue of brothel, it's under our act. That's why you see us active. You see us carrying out the raid. We are empowered to carry out raid operations when it comes to matters regarding to human trafficking, and that was just exactly what we did, based on the information that they were on that age, and we went there and we verified. So we knew the people we were actually going to look out for, and we had already, as I speak to you, gotten them. So that's just fine by us.
Well, there are reports that there are several other such protests operating in Port Harcourt, even outside Port Harcourt as well, and some of them also, unfortunately, have with them underage girls as well. What is NAPTIP doing to address these other cases?
Like I said, NAPTIP is working. You know, even in other states, they're also working. Just we are in River State, and you can see that definitely something is being done about that. So in other states, they're also doing their own part and their own bit. And this issue of underage in the brothel is not a new thing that I can discover here in River State. It's everywhere, it's all over. So that's why we're trying as much as possible, even in our sensitization. We try to sensitize, we try to talk, we try to advise people to be careful. And for those operating such things, please, we should try as much as possible to desist from that. It's an offense under the act. You know, so that's what we're trying to see if we can at least bring it to the barest minimum.
And in doing your work, what are the challenges does NAPTIP has to contend with?
We have challenges like every other organization. We have challenges. It's too numerous to mention. I don't even know where to start from. But definitely a lot of challenges.
What are some of them? What are some of the challenges?
In fact, I don't just even know how to start, but there are challenges, you know? There are challenges, especially when it comes to logistics, you know? We find out we have to still go to other agencies to seek for assistance in terms of logistics. There are a lot of challenges, even in terms of keeping our victims, you know? We find out that sometimes there are much, you know, and let's proceed to another person if you have any. So there are challenges in the work.
All right, the lines are open. The line, call 0700-923-093. Let's take your comments and your questions right now. 0700-923-093 for your thoughts on this. We're live on facebook.com/NigeriaInfoPH, live on Twitter as well, at NigeriaInfoPH via Facebook. Festus Wokugos, good evening, Dio. I think NATIP and other government agencies need to intensify their work as there are many of such cat houses in Port Harcourt and its environs, harboring underage girls for the sole purpose of prostitution. Remember the most recent incident that made the news where a young girl was raped and body parts harvested and dumped around mouthful axes. Parents should also be very cautious on who they give their young girl child to in the name of going to town for business and caregiving job. Hello, Hard Factor, welcome. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I'm not from Ebo instead.
Hello, go ahead, please.
I say, Imam from Ebo, you said.
Yes, Imam, go ahead. You're welcome. Go ahead.
Okay, okay, dialogue. Yes, I am totally against women being sex workers, majorly using underage girls. But I have this medical slogan that says that prevention is better than cure. So I now ask a question to our guest. Is there nothing that the national and state NATIP can do now to provide jobs for these underage girls that are from poor families, which because of their poor conditions don't allow them even to accept this very particular work? When they are the people that want to enslave them and take them out. So that's my question. Is there nothing they can do to provide jobs for them so that they will not be exposed to this danger? Thank you.
Well, I'm not sure that that's a question for my guest, because my guest is not the government. She simply works with NAPTIP. Their job is to rescue them. As to whether or not government can provide jobs for them, I guess, technically speaking, one could say government can. The question is government able to or willing to at this time? Hello, caller, you're welcome. Please go ahead.
Hello, good evening.
Hi, go ahead.
Good evening, Mr. Dio.
You're welcome. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm calling from Podakot and I want to remain anonymous.
Go ahead.
Please, I don't know if you actually tell the guests in the studio that the matter is a very serious matter. And I was just wondering why she was laughing when you were asking her what their challenges are. I'm actually surprised because as I speak with you, the girls in question, majority of them have been released. Even the underage girl, I'm speaking from a fact. As a matter of fact, that is the reason I decided to be anonymous. Some of the girls have been released, even the underage, after some huge amount of money has been used to settle the Marine Base Navy where they were sent or kept. So I don't know why she's trying to play gallery on whatever you're asking her, and she's acting as if it's a light matter, as it were. But what I have to say is that if the raid that they went there to do was just for formality, I think there is no point she coming to studio to defend some of the stuff. As we all know, or should I say as I know, prostitution in Nigeria still remains illegal. And for any reason whatsoever, she cannot come to the studio and begin to tell us that the girls have the right to choose the way to go, even when it is illegal, before a radio station. So I don't know the message she's trying to send. No matter the excuse that the girls are using or what their excuses are that made them to venture into such acts as it were. So I think she's not actually been open to us. And,
all right, caller, you've made some grievous allegations. I would like my guest to respond to that. Yes, you will. You will respond. Caller, please listen for a moment. Okay, he's not listening again.
Let me respond. Hello, can
okay,
I respond? Just
a moment. Yes, go ahead. You can respond now, please.
Please, I want to respond. Hello, can you hear me? I can hear you.
Go ahead.
Exactly.
Go ahead.
Yes. Now, me talking about my challenges, you understand?
Yeah.
I may choose to speak about my challenges and I may choose not to speak about my challenges. It's a government thing. So don't say that I came and I was laughing. In fact, I take exception to that. I don't want that. I never laugh. It's a personal thing. It's a government thing. So there are some certain questions you ask me and you don't expect me to come and start saying things about it. The appropriate authority will have to respond to that.
Okay.
Now, Dayo,
yes.
I want to say something about this issue. This matter is still under investigation. It has not been concluded. Actions will still be taken. So somebody cannot just, if you have any issue, my number is open. You can still call me and require or make inquiries. Now, even as I'm speaking to you, we have it on information that these hotels are still operating. In fact, I was even expecting you to ask me that question.
I was going to, actually.
I was expecting you to ask me this question. These hotels are still operating.
The two brothels that were raided.
Yes. Yes.
That's Royal and Cool Breeze.
Yes. Yes, I'm coming. I was expecting you to ask me this question, that you are still operating. Like I said, investigations are still ongoing. Don't expect me to come to the public domain and start saying, this is what NAPIP is going to do, or this is it. It's not even up to a week this happened. So find out that these people have girls. They know where they import them from. You understand? Now, Dayo, I don't even have to start saying that because this is the public domain. Our shelters are closed shelters. And again, I want to mention something. Yes, prostitution is against morality. That is the truth of the matter. When an underage is involved, it becomes an offense. Dayo, I can wake up in the morning and say, that's what I choose to be, or that's what I choose to do. There is no law prohibiting me from doing that. But there is a law prohibiting a minor from doing that.
Just a moment. Could you respond to the allegation of the caller that monies were paid to the Navy personnel involved in the raid, and they have been set free?
I'm surprised because we have these people in our custody. There are no monies being paid. Very soon, you hear from us. Arrangements will soon be made. Other actions will still take place. So people can always say what they want to say. It's a free world. People will always say, so there is nothing like that money exchange.
So how is it possible that the brothels that were raided and were reportedly shut down are still operating right now, based on what you've said? How is that possible?
Dayo, listen, let me explain something to you.
Yes.
That brothel has not been shut down. Because for you to shut down a brothel, you need a legal backing. And that is exactly what we are trying to do. So it was just a raid. There is no, you can't just go and shut down a place. No, it's not done. You understand? Normally, something happened. People left the place. People vacated the place. It's a normal thing. But that hotel has not been shut down. Because for you to do that, you have to go to the court and get the necessary authority to do that. So it has not been done.
Did you get a legal backing? Did you get an order of court to conduct that raid?
We don't need an order of court for that raid.
Okay.
It is not. Our act empowers us to do that. Under the NAPIP Act, we are empowered to do that, to carry out raids in cases where you see something like that in brothels. You can do that. So our act empowers us. That's enough empowerment for us to do that. But for us to shut down a place, you understand? We need the legal backing.
So what I'm hearing is, if you go to an establishment where you have confirmed that people are trafficking in human beings. Even though you rescue the people who were trafficked, that business can continue to operate, even though they were trafficking in human beings.
Who said that?
No, that's what I'm hearing, because you say you've rescued the other children. No, just a moment. You say you've rescued the people who are being trafficked, the underage girls, but the business that was trafficking in these underage girls, that business is still running right now.
Dayo, that is what I just said. That for us to do some certain things, we need the legal backing to do it. That's what I said.
Okay, all right.
You know what I just said? And we are still working on it.
We're still working on that.
So somebody should not just conclude that this has happened or presume that something has happened. No. There is no such information about that.
All right.
So all those things are not they are not real. These are just presumptions. I told you, our info, we have information that they are still operating.
So what are you doing about getting this legal backing to shut down this business?
We are working towards that. So just keep calm. We are working towards that direction. So there is no cause for alarm.
All right.
This is not something I have to come and be saying, but we are working. Like I said, investigations are still ongoing. They're still investigating. And more arrests have been made. It's not just about the four, you know. More arrests have been made. I said it. So we are still working. I told you it's more like a syndicate thing. It's a cabal thing. So we try as much as possible to arrest the ones who can arrest. That's what I'm saying. So for somebody to come and be saying what he does not know, what formulating ideas and issues, I'm surprised and disappointed at that. I'd even expected you to say, oh, I heard. Yes, we heard it. As of that Saturday, the raid happened. It did not operate. As of Sunday, it did not operate. As of Monday, it did not operate. It started operating on Tuesday. So that's the issue. Like I said, our mandate, it has to do with underage girls. That is our mandate. I said it earlier on. Someone can choose and say, okay, fine and good. That is what I want. It's against morality. It's not good because we are African. We don't succumb to that. It's not what we are. Our culture doesn't accept such. Yes. But when it comes to an underage, that is our problem. And again, when somebody is forced into such an act, that is also not this mandate. So these are issues I want to
all
declare.
Right. Thank you.
If the person is saying that money has a change,
I apologize, but we have to wrap up the conversation right now, please.
Okay.
Thank you very much. My guest is Uma Makai Kedi, and she head of NAPTIP in River State.